Beloved Masters war. Once again, that car accident, or rather the issues it has triggered for me, issues which I never expected I'd be writing to you about, but which now seems to demand my attention. Amazing how a seemingly random episode has made me switch tracks. I don't suppose now that it was pure coincidence. I happened to be in that place on the road just that moment. So I decided to go with this change of direction. You can't decide, Avilash. It happens. Just drop. You are not in charge anymore. How can you decide? Did you decide that you were on the road? No, you were just there. No, you decided you take it different. No, it is happening. Especially having witnessed that sedated driver's experiment of driving in a straight line when there is a bend on the road. Yeah, you can learn from everywhere, because that's how most people we are doing, no? We're trying to go straight when there is a bend on the road. No wonder we go in the ditch. A little awareness, just a little awareness, and you follow the road. How come then you end up in the ditch? Because no awareness, no? Where the shock of that accident has taken me is back to some of my own traumatic memories. One that came up strongly for me in the aftermath was from over 20 years ago, West Belfast. I was attending the funeral of an RAE volunteer who had been shot a week earlier, together with two comrades. There were several hundred of us gathered in the Republican plot in Milltown Cemetery, and just as the coffin was being lowered into the ground, there was a loud explosion. Someone screamed, another explosion. Then gunfire. People were diving for covers, crouching behind gravestones. My mind was racing, trying to figure out who was attacking from where, with what. This is, in this situation, then the mind is helpless. Then it's just racing, you don't know what to do. Then the mind definitely won't help you. Just your spontaneity, just your awareness, something else. It cannot figure out, it cannot think when the bullets are around. Then it turned out that they were just a lone attacker, loaded with guns and blast bombs, who had sneaked up on us from the motorway at the bottom of the cemetery. While the last prayers for the deceased were being said, this is how it is in the normal world, no? In the world of war and violence. And we are right and you are wrong. And our land and your land. And this is my right and this is your right and you are wrong. Then what better place to attack than in a funeral, no? Then everybody is peaceful then. You don't have the guns with you in the funeral. This is the violent mind. And if you run by it, then you kill. And you kill happily then, because you are doing the right thing and the other is wrong. Almost immediately, young men from among the crowd began to move towards him, dodging among the gravestones as he fired on them. None of them was armed, yet they kept coming, forcing him back the long slope towards the motorway. I could see the heads bobbing and ducking, and the gunmen forced back, turning and firing at them at intervals. I suppose it was one thing I wasn't counting on, that unarmed men would turn and give chase to this armed to the teeth Rambo, He killed two of them. But in the end, the courage saved many more of us. This courage can save many people. But then you have to act in the moment. That is what courage is. Not from the mind, but in the moment. Even if you die, you do the right thing. But then you can really say, today was a good day to die. Because you were truthful, you were courageous. What is the point of living 40 years more and die in fear than to die in truth? To save your friends. Back in the main body of the crowd, another had died, and there were dozens of injured people. I picked my way through the mayhem, trying to connect with friends among gravestones trampled down in the initial panic. But the panic had only lasted a few moments. This was one of the memories that came back for me in the wake of witnessing the car accident. And in doing so, it dramatized and forced me to confront one of the big issues that has been lurking in me for a long time and holding me back from the path of devotion and surrender, which I'm now trying to follow. When you are trained in one path, in one way, it takes a little time. And this is a very opposite paths. Huh? The path of war and the path of surrender, they're totally opposite paths. So of course, if you're well trained, it takes time to learn the new rules. But you know you want. And where did this war and violence lead to? Just more death, more misery. For the fact is that there is a big chunk of me that is still identified with these old experiences. And I tell you again and again, everything will come up. Around me, everything will come up. And it's supposed to come up, because then you can see it, and only when you see it, you can let it go, you can understand it. And then you were unconscious. Now you're getting more conscious. You see, this is not the path. It's okay to do stupid things when you're a child. But when you grow up, then it's just stupid to do stupid things. But in this world, who has awareness? All the grown-up people are doing stupid things. And especially when they are many. Then stupidity can really flower. Because they are not responsible. Like a whole army. Or many soldiers together. Then they do all kinds of stupid things. In crowds is the worst. It's more difficult to do something alone. That is mass hysteria. Then it's very easy to get caught up in it. You don't need to think. You don't need to be aware. You just follow the sheep. And one leader says, kill, they kill. Only awareness can put the guns down. Only awareness, only love can put the egos down. Only understanding. If there is no understanding, then human beings function on the lowest. And if the unconscious people have unconscious leaders, where will it go then? Just more war. and more weapons and bombs to protect our territory. Living always in fear. I felt so much love for these people, ordinary working class people whose parents and their parents had been oppressed and downtrodden, but they had risen up and taken their destiny into their hands, even if it meant confronting a powerful state machinery with its armed forces and death squads and freelance assassins like the one in the cemetery that day. That is the frustration. Only when you go get out of it can you have peace. You have to drop out of it to have peace. If you are in it, then the frustration is there. That's why the killing goes on. You have to get out of that kind of state of mind, of mentality, of revenge, to have peace. I saw how the struggle could transform people, how they found them in themselves and in each other in incredible determination and solidarity and willingness to make sacrifices towards a common goal. But this is the base chakra situation. You have different common goals for different states of your being. But now there is a different courage to drop this whole thing, to drop this whole identity, who you were sometime, which you are not anymore. Then you are free from that whole thing. It was good for what it was. Be grateful for the past, but it's not here. Let it go. You learned, and it was a very good experience. It was a really real experience, and you survived. Be happy. And it will give you a strength, because you have seen, many people haven't seen that kind of things. But you are not the one. You were yesterday. Yesterday is not today. Know a different dawn, know a different day. So this is how it is. But you see, the past is not so easy to let go of, because you are so identified with your whole story. And the freedom lays in finding that that is behind, beyond all stories. What is that? Who was the one watching that story, and who is the one watching this story? This was what came back to me so strongly, looking at the passenger in the car the other day, torn arm and protruding elbow bone. Sensitized by the retreat, the thought of hurting or harming any living being seemed unbearable to me. This is the different sides of the human beings. Now you have touched the side. The thought of just hurting or harming any living being seemed unbearable to me. Amazing. Do you think these soldiers are in contact with that side? But nobody is teaching them that. They get what they teach is insensitivity. And emotions and feelings has absolutely nothing to do in war. That's why now people have great traumas. What would happen then if these tough soldiers, that only the thought of hurting or harming any living being seem unbearable? How can the war be war then? Impossible. It's just because nobody has touched with the humanness. They are not in touch with the heart, with the feelings, with the soul at all. They are machines. Machines can kill. This is the new side, Avilash. This feeling, this thought of hurting or harming any living being seemed unbearable to me. In fact, what amazed me was that this relatively minor traffic accident seemed to have more of an effect on me than the death and mayhem I witnessed that afternoon in Belfast 20 years ago. The more sensitive you become, the more impact. So, if you are totally sensitive, everything has an impact. You feel everything, what is happening. But in the insensitivity of people, if they're just a machine, how can they feel? And that's why you say, it was amazing to me that this relatively minor traffic accident seemed to have more of an effect on me now than the death and mayhem I witnessed that afternoon in Belfast 20 years ago. Because now you have a heart now. It's a different heart. The heart is beyond right and wrong. The heart just sees things as they are. And how can the heart hurt anybody? And the heart is very sensitive. So it feels. It doesn't think. It doesn't have any opinion. It sees clearly the situation. And it feels clearly the situation. Part of that effect was an inner softening and a sense of remorse for the way I used to feel way back then. A sense of remorse, of course, because now you feel, and you feel beyond this game of nations and right and wrong. It's a different insight you need to see from them to feel that. And you say an inner softening is happening. If that people have been taught that inner softening from the beginning, then no war will be possible. Now, as Madhav helped me through the aftershock, I felt my heart opening and the tears streaming down my face as the old hard-heartedness came up for me again, and I forgave myself or it and released it. That's what I mean when things will come up, because you have to cleanse yourself, you have to let go. But as it comes up, just feel it and release it. It can be very easy, just like this. Let it go. But still there is a lot of that gut loyalty to the old experience, and along with it something more mental as well. Well, the sense that there is no point trying to share or make people understand, because there is no common points of reference. Certainly not with anyone under 40, giving the complete different turn the world has taken. This generates within me a subtle yet strong feeling of separation that follows me like a shadow. Come here, Avilash. Yeah, no. This is like Belfast, that is the real thing now. Avilash, first things first. I don't see any shadow following you. Do you? Huh? Look behind you. Huh? What happened? Is it any shadow? Huh? Then? pen? This must be just in your mind, this shadow following you. It's a cloudy day, you're inside, there's nobody following you, man. Huh? Isn't it good? Huh? Can you accept it? Huh? Close your eyes then and feel nobody is following you. Huh? Nobody, you are free. Hmm? Why is it all... Any separation, no? Don't think. There's a subtle yet strong feeling of separation that follows me like a... No, it's gone. Accept it, Avalash. Okay? The war is finished. Who won? Follow that sensitive heart, that vulnerable heart that doesn't want to hurt any living thing. No, it's not a wish of can we win. No, it is a wish of Aum Shanti. Let there be peace. Very good. Even as the moment approaches to deliver this letter to you, I feel an unease at the thought of exposure before the Sangha. That is why this kind of exposure is very good, because now you have stood up for it. Now you have stood up for how it is. Then you are free of it. And this is how it is. This is a relief. Now you move on. It's a good shower. This is who I am. This is how it is. Good. Finished. No, nothing to be afraid of now. I have to go through that fear like all others to see that is unreal. I no longer want to live divided and holding back. Hoarding for myself the gifts I could be sharing with everyone. The old ice is breaking up and melting in the flow of your love. No, many things will happen now, new things, Avilas. I want to go with the flow wherever it takes me. No more stagnant pools where all sorrows and grievances fester, but all parts of me flowing together as one. With you as my master, I know that it's possible at last. I can feel it beginning to happen, and I'm sure that this sharing is part of that process of release. So true. Thank you, beloved Swaha, for your healing presence, your disciple forever, Avilash. Listen to these words of Rumi. Friend, listen to me carefully. Realize yourself now. Without knowing yourself, you will drown in this worldly ocean. You already have this human body. Now, do the human thing. No, do the human thing. Your wife, your children, your property will not go with you. Realize yourself now. It's much harder later. This opportunity will pass. Then you will regret. Try anything you like. Chanting, fasting, charities, austerities, prayers. Without true knowledge, you cannot become free. When God said, "My hands are yours," I saw that I could heal any creature in this world. I saw that the divine beauty in each heart is the root of all time and space. I was once a sleeping ocean, and in a dream became jealous of a pond. A penny can be eyed in the street, and a terrifying war can break out over it amongst the poor. Until we know that God lives in us, and we can see Him there, a great poverty, we will go on suffering. Therefore, I have used the wind to send you messages, but tonight I'm choosing the paper to share my thoughts. Today I have felt like I have been in the gray, thick cloud by myself, wondering why I'm here at Dharma Mountain. A great active defense system. I did not understand because normally I have peaceful, flowing heart, lifting, peaceful heart flowing, lifting moments when I'm close to you. Then I realized that during satsang, the topic car accident has been up. And this car accident was perfect. I hope it was for the people also. They also learned. At least you guys learned something from it. Maybe it was just for you. I don't know. But let's hope that the people also had an insight. My own shaky, changing reason, how I lost my Tula and her father, and my own life also moved. I have not really understood the consequences of the changes in my life. Gifts are coming up. I know an artist is knocking on my heart. Still a lot more to see, feel, experience. Who am I? Thank you. I'm grateful for all the insights you give me during satsangs. Some crazy thoughts I have followed. Like Rumi's, you must ask for what you really want. Can I get a hug from you? Lots of love, Marietta. You really want that? Marietta? Okay. It's very dangerous following these kind of people. That's true. They take you out of the fog.
Yeah.
You ready to come out of the fog? Huh? Or you want to linger there for a while more?
No.
No?
I think I'm getting there.
Yeah?
Yeah. Slowly, slowly.
Why slowly? Huh? Why slowly?
Good question.
Huh? Why not quick? Huh?
Well, I felt I got quite quick up yesterday, though.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
That lifted me.
Yeah.
So then I was in this quiet place again.
Mm-hmm. And you're in touch with that quiet place now?
Yeah.
Stay there then. No need to wait anymore, Marietta. Okay. You've been moving so much. Then when you start stopping, it will be a little hard to move. But just get used to it. And then move when it's necessary. And when it's not necessary, okay. You've been waiting. Now you're wondering why you're here. You, it's time now. Join the family.
Thank you.
Okay. Don't sit on the fence anymore and enjoy.
Moving is necessary. Yeah?
Sometimes moving is necessary. It's an art to everything. Do things when it's necessary. Otherwise, learn the art of non-doing, because that's where you find, recharge your batteries. Normally people, they don't know, they are always very restless. Even when they have time, then they have to do something. Look at the TV, read the newspaper, go on the Facebook, all kinds of stupid things. Just do something. Instead of practicing, just being. Maybe challenge, but it's a good challenge. And then challenge will become very delightful. great lions can find peace in a cage. But we should only do that as a last resort. Great lions can find peace in a cage, but it's not a home for lions. You might think you're satisfied in a little place, but it's not really your true place. Great lions can find peace in a cage, but we should only do that as a last resort. So those bars I see that restrain your wings, I guess you won't mind if I pry them open. Do you? So those bars I see that restrain your wings, I guess you won't mind if I pry them open. And if you wear those, then you will help me also then very good.
Right now.